弟兄姐妹们平安。
Morning, peace to brothers and sisters.
在一个礼拜以前
，About a week ago，
我的属灵老师 Joy，
My spiritual teacher Sister Joy，
就说你要讲什么
？She asked me, "What are you gonna say this time?"
昨天晚上又再三的叮咛。
And last night she even called me a couple times.
不要有嬉笑的言语。
And do not make jokes when you stand on the podium of God.
要来主的话。
But share the word of God only.
我们来读《民数记》第九章十九节。可能弟兄姐妹在 在这个节目单上了哈，没有完全的打出来。
And we want to read Numbers chapter 9, verse 19.
我念给大家听。
Let me read it to you.
第九章十九节。
Numbers verse chapter 9, verse 19.
云彩在帐篷上停了许多日子。
When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time,
以色列人就守耶和华所吩咐的不起行。
The Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out.
当云彩停留的时候，以色列人就不起行。
Therefore, as long as the cloud remained over the tabernacle, Israelites will remain and without setting out.
在我们人生的道路之中，
And in our life journey,
不起行比起行更困难。
It is actually harder not to set out than to set out.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们人的天性是喜欢动的。
Because it's our human nature, we like to move around.
上个礼拜我们的弟兄在这里交通。
Last Sunday when our dear brother was sharing here,
讲到这个因爱心所受的劳苦。
They talk about the labor that's prompted by love.
讲到是一个动的情况。
And that is an action.
今天我和另外一个弟兄等经弟兄要交通，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所成的忍耐。
And today the theme I and the other brother will be sharing is the endurance inspired by the hope.
讲一个静止的情形。
And that is something that's not in motion.
这是非常困难的。
And which is harder.
当云彩停留的时候，以色列人却不前进，不起行。
Just like when the cloud remained over the tabernacle, the Israelites will not move out.
当云彩停留在那个地方，气候是非常的炎热。
And when the cloud remained over the tent, it will be a warm condition.
而以色列人在肉体上是非常的难堪，是非常的难以忍受的。
So it will be hard to endure physically.
在那个地方所停留的地方也是非常的危险。
And also the whereabouts was also filled with dangers.
但是神给他们唯一的权利就是不起行。
However, God's order was to stay and do not set out.
让他们忍耐到底。
To train them to learn how to endure.
对于你，对于我是非常困难的。
And it may be something hard for you and for me.
对于我可能是更困难。
And probably much harder for a person like me.
我是非常喜欢动的。
Because I like to move around.
妈妈坐在那，她很了解我。
My mom can testify to that.
我小的时候，他们称之为我叫小张飞。
And they, when I was young, I had this nickname.
我坐不住啊。
And that nickname means he cannot sit straight.
话语就是说，这个小孩子屁股长针眼。
It's like there's a needle at the bottom of my rear end.
没有办法停，就是没有办法，就是一直要往前，一直要动啊。
Therefore, I cannot sit still.
我人的本性就是这样。
And that's my human nature.
当云彩停留的时候，以色列人不能够前进。
But here it says, when the cloud remained, the Israelites were not set out.
在诗篇里面，四十篇里面。
In Psalm 40,
大卫说。
David said.
他说我昼夜不住的祷告。
He said, day and night I cry out to you.
为了是要得到耶和华的呼求。
So that I want you to hear my cry.
得到这个呼求唯一的就是要忍耐到底。
And in order to let God hear me, I have to be patient all the way to the end.
不知道弟兄姐妹对于忍耐到底的感觉是什么。
And I don't know what is your interpretation about being patient until the end.
当以色列人在那里呼求说，为什么不能够往前而去？
When Israelites were crying out to God, said, "Why can't we just start moving?"
你想到我们的神在有回应吗？
You think God does not respond to them?
他的回应是没有声音的。
And His response was silence.
他的回应是静止不动的。
And his response is not to set out.
可是在我们里面的感觉，我们想往前而去。
But many times we want to go forward.
我们想动。
We want to move around.
这我们肉体里面 忍耐不住的。
Because we cannot stay patient anymore.
我们知道马拿活水在前面。
We know the living water and manna are out ahead of us.
可是神却叫我们静止不动。
However, the order from God is to stay where you are.
多半的时候神没有任何的声音回响。
Many times God's reply is pure silence.
我记得三年以前我第一次有肾脏病的征兆的时候。
I remember about 3 years ago when there was first sign of sickness of my kidney.
我在回家的路上。
I was on my way home.
我一个人在车上。
I was driving home.
大声地喊说主啊为什么。
In the car, I cried out to the Lord loudly, said to God, why?
没有声音。
God was silent.
叫我们静止不动。
He wanted me to learn to be patient.
直到我今年的七月份我住在医院的时候第一次的时候。
And until this July, I was hospitalized.
我感觉说主要彰显一切的荣耀。
My inner feeling is that God will manifest His glory.
到了八月份的时候第二次住医院的时候。
And in August, I was second time hospitalized.
医生说要洗肾。
And the doctor says you need to cleanse your kidney.
我里面却没有说问为什么。
And facing the thing of dialysis, I did not question God why.
我里面却有忍耐到底。
But have the patience to endure to the end.
忍耐到底是一个非常难学的一个功课。
And it is such a hard lesson to persevere.
在我们人生当中，我们学不来。
And something we may not learn fully.
在你和我，我们身上没有这个特性。
Because it's not something we're born with.
但是因为我们信了主，我们有个盼望。
But after we believe in the Lord, we have a hope now.
这个信心的盼望就是我们今天早上要所交通。
And this is the hope we want to share with you this morning, a hope based upon faith.
有圣经上有三个人讲了一件事情。
And there are three characters in the Bible.
讲了约和讲了 Jehovah.
One is Jehovah.
第一个讲了约瑟。
First is Joseph.
第二个讲了约书。
And Jesus.
但是这三个人都是指的同样一个表征，就是讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
And all these three people, Joshua, Joseph, and Jesus, all signify how Jesus is like.
上个礼拜我们的弟兄在这里交通雅各。
Last week, our brother shared with us the story of Jacob.
这个礼拜我要交通雅各的儿子。
And this morning, I want to share with you the son of Jacob.
这个儿子叫做约瑟。
His name is Joseph.
我的名字叫约瑟。
And that's also my English name.
我的名字也叫约瑟夫。好，不好笑。好，我们继续往前。你们这没有反应。好，讲到约瑟。
And Joseph, this character.
约瑟是他家里的天之骄子。
He is the spoiled son in the house.
他有十一位哥哥。
He had another 11 brothers.
当他的妈妈拉结生了他的以后
，When his mom Rachel gave birth to him，
他的妈妈就很早就过世了。
And his mom passed away quite early。
但是雅各素来爱这个儿子。
But Jacob loved Joseph very much。
这个儿子呢，宠到一个程度啊，
so he spoiled him。You cannot imagine how he spoiled him。
当他17岁的那一年
，When he was only 17，
17岁的那一年是一个非常关键的那一年，对这个约瑟来说。
To Joseph, that was a key year.
为什么呢
？Why was that？
因为约瑟在那一年的时候
，Because in that very year，
他的父亲呢，雅各呢，叫他去找他的哥哥们。
His father sent him to look for his brothers.
结果呢，在找哥哥的路程里面，却发生了一件。非常悲惨的事。
And something sad happened during on the way to get his brothers.
这个约瑟呢，他因为受得父亲的宠爱，他父亲就给他一个彩衣。
Because he was so much loved by his father, so his father gave him this colorful vest.
其实这件彩衣并不是说全身都是光鲜亮丽的彩衣。
And it's not a very magnificent vest.
根据圣经上的记载呢，彩衣就是从头到尾就是用。针织的线金线所织成的一件长袍
It just needed through golden threads. It's like a long robe.
他织了这件彩衣以后深得他十一位哥哥们的嫉妒
And after his father gave him that colorful robe, his brothers became very jealous of him.
这位约瑟夫呢他这位老兄呢他又素常爱做梦
And Joseph liked to dream too.
他又做了两个有名的梦
And he had these two famous dreams.
一个梦呢，说他这个河滚呢，他自己是一个像个河滚，十一个河滚都要向他下拜。
And he said in one of his dreams, he saw a seal, and then his sheep rose and stood upright while his brother's sheep gathered around him and bowed down to him.
第二个梦呢，他做到太阳和星星。
And then he had another dream, and he told his brothers, I had this dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
他讲了这个梦以后，他也不用大脑，他就跟他爸爸跟他哥哥们就讨论这件事情。
Without thinking much, he started discussing with his father and his brothers about these two dreams.
你要知道他这个年龄可能比 Abraham 稍微年轻一点。
Maybe at the time he was one year younger than Abraham.
他就把这些事情告诉他的哥哥跟他的爸爸讲了。
And without thinking much, he told them the details of his dreams.
他雅各他的父亲就跟他说，你怎么能够说这件事情，难道说将来我们都要向你下拜吗？
So his father's response is, what do you mean by this? You mean we all going to submit to you one day?
这就是这位约瑟夫老兄的事情。
And that is the story of Joseph.
到了他17岁的时候，他奉着他父亲的命令，雅各呢去找寻他十一位的哥哥。
Later on, at the same age, God, his father sent him out to look for his brothers.
在他找他哥哥的路程里面，他里面的哥哥却说，不如杀了他。
And while he found them, his brother had this evil idea about killing him.
他的大哥呢叫吕便。
And he had this oldest brother,
Reuben.
Reuben.
就说不能够伤我的弟兄。
He said, no, we may not kill our own brother.
他们就间接呢，就把他的哥哥呢，就卖的给以实玛利人。
And therefore they decided to sell him to the Gentiles, Ishmael.
这就是一个很悲惨的事情。
And that was a sad story.
他的父亲呢，雅各呢，听到这件事情
，His brother
看到这个彩衣沾上了这个野兽们的血呢，他就心里就痛苦。
And his father found out what happened, thought he was killed by animals. He was in such a sorrowful state.
我们来跟着这雅各他一生的路程。
So let's follow what happened to Joseph after that.
对，约瑟，对，约瑟。对不起，我刚讲错了。约瑟一生的路程。
And let's look what happened to Joseph after that.
我们来读罗马书第11章33节、34节。
Read on Romans chapter 11, verse 33 and 34.
如果弟兄姐妹没有圣经，我来念给弟兄姐妹来听哈。对不起，这不是我的圣经，所以我这读起来很慢。
Romans 11, verses 33 and 34.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。
Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他的判断何其难测。
How unsearchable his judgments.
他的踪迹何其难寻。
And his path beyond tracing out.
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的模式呢？
Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
当我们的小弟兄他间接的到了以实玛利。
When our Joseph went to Ishmael's land.
他到了另外一个国度。
And that was another country for him.
他可能就像我们在座的许多的青少年一样。
It's just like some of the teenagers here.
我们要开始学第二种语言。
And it's time to learn a second language.
那我们到了美国以后，美国却是我们最主要的语言。
So it's like when we come to this country, we have to learn to speak English.
但是在圣经上讲了一件很奇妙的事。
And something marvelous was said here in the Bible.
神说他做事情尽都顺利。
God said everything he did was very successful.
因为他常与神同在。
Because the Lord was with him all the time.
他就间接的卖给一个侍卫的大臣叫做波提凡的家里。
And later on, he was sold to this family.
在圣经上没有记载他在他家做了多久的奴仆。
And in the soldier Potiphar's house, and the Bible did not tell us clearly how many years he was in that household.
但是约瑟在他这个家里面尽都顺利。
However, because the Lord was him, everything he do was a great success.
得到波提凡重重的信任。
So he was very favored by his master.
我们要知道这个约瑟是一个生来俊美的一位年轻人。
And Joseph was born very handsome.
不是普普通通啊。
Not just ordinarily good looking.
他是非常俊美的一位弟兄。
But very good looking.
当他渐长的时候， 家里所有的事物都操纵他的手中。
And everything in his house was under his charge.
波提伐他说了一句话。
Therefore, Potiphar said something like this.
他说，除了我吃以外，我家里大大小小的事都交给你。
He said that except he left everything in Joseph's care except the food he ate.
这时候却发生了一件应该说是一件诱惑的事吧。
And then something unhappy happened.
波提伐的夫人。圣经上没有记载。
The wife of Potiphar.
我们也不知道她姓名。
We don't know her name.
我们也不知道她的年纪。
And how what's her age?
但是波提伐的夫人，我们猜大概有一点姿色吧。
I think she probably is also quite good looking.
频频向她一目传情。
She kept on sending signals to him.
不止一天哦。
Not just once.
而每天哦。
But every day.
如果我们像每天，我们像。这个 Abraham 传情的话，不知道他的反应是如何。
I don't know what's Abraham's response if we keep on doing this to him.
不只是一天哦。
And not just one day.
我一直要讲不止，因为圣经上讲了，我没有乱讲。他不止一天向他一目传情。
And here it says not just once she did it.
而且不只是跟他一目传情而已。
And not just gave him the signal that I like you.
然后这个波提伐的夫人跟他说，我们一起。怎么样？这用白话人说，我们一起上床吧。
And she actually said, "Come to bed with me."
我为什么要讲那么入骨啊
？Why do I tell you all the details?
因为圣经上是讲那么入骨的。
Because that's what's recorded in the Bible.
当我们的弟兄在这里受到极大的诱惑的时候
，And when he was greatly tempted like that,
这里有两个反应。
And you can have two kinds of response to this kind of temptation.
一个反应呢
？One.
顺水推舟，推舟吧。
Is to submit to her temptation.
因为什么大大小小家中所有的事物都交给他了。
Since he was already in charge in the household, pretty much.
如果又顺水推舟一把。
If he also can enjoy the wife.
虽然他是站在奴仆的地位。
Even though he was just a servant.
可是他的地位很稳固啊。
But he was highly regarded in the household.
第二个。
Or.
就是像我们弟兄所做的，就是逃。
He flee away from her.
我为什么要交代那么清楚
？Why do I want to share with you this in detail?
这里面有一件事情要忍耐。
Because here is the principle of perseverance.
这位弟兄正值血气方刚之年呐。
Because Joseph was still a young man.
他是一个很自然的一个年轻人呐。
And naturally, he was a full-fledged young man.
他如果做一个违反自天然的事情也觉得很奇怪。
To resist temptation is doing something against his nature.
我讲得那么清楚，让弟兄姐妹明白他的情况。
So think about his condition.
我记得在好多年以前，我跟小弟兄们交通这段圣经的时候。
I remember many years ago when I shared the same story with a group of young brothers.
有一位弟兄，小弟兄，他的回答让我至今都不能够忘怀。
I still remember vividly one response from one of the young brothers.
我问了他们一个问题。
Because I asked them a question.
我说这个约瑟啊，发生了这样的一个情况。
I said in this condition.
他如果顺水推舟而已，又怎么样了呢
？What would be wrong if Joseph just submit to the temptation?
你知我知而已啊。
Because no one else would know what happened.
谁知道啊
？Only he and she would know.
但是那个小弟兄回答我。
But that young brother said.
他虽然说你知我知，但是神却知。
He said no, but also God knows.
我相信今天是这个约瑟他了解一件事情。
And I believe Joseph knew something clearly in his heart.
在创世纪里面说，约瑟说，虽然许多的事情大大小小，在一人之上，万人之下，一人之下，万人之上，对不对？万人之上，一人之下。万人之上，一人之下呢？他统管家里的事务。
He said, "Even I know I'm in charge of everything in this house."
但是他不可以得罪我的主人。
I cannot do anything to offend my master.
更不能够得罪我的神。
Not to mention about offending my God.
这就是约瑟他的心态。
And that was kind of hard he had.
原来是非常痛苦的。
It is not easy to endure temptation.
他虽然逃掉了这个环境
，even though he tried to flee away from it，
但是却下了监里面。
But his end result is to be put imprisoned.
在监里面，我们在圣经里面看不到约瑟在那里许多的 complaint， 许多的。
And you don't hear any complaint from Joseph while he was imprisoned.
哦， 如果是我的话，我一定大大的 complain.
And I probably would complain.
主啊，我为你站住。
I said, Lord, I stood up for you.
却受到这样的状况。
And look, what happened to me now?
这就是我们的弟兄的情形。
But Joseph has a different reaction.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有经过这样的一个情况。
And I don't know, have you gone through a situation like that?
我们为主站住。
That
we're making,
that we're actually persecuted after we're making a stand for God.
上个礼拜我们知道加森在马尼拉他们发生地震了。
And last week we knew there was an earthquake in Manila.
结果后来萱萱写了一封 email 给大家。
So, Sister Michelle wrote an email to a few of us.
在大地震的时候我弟兄在睡觉。
And she told us that Timothy slept through the earthquake.
所以这件事情对他来说没有任何的感觉。
And so,
感谢主。
He didn't even know about the earthquake.
我还交通就说，如果我的弟兄发生的事情的时候
，What if earthquake hit Valley and our brother?
最是伤心难过的，我相信是梁师母啊。
And I believe his mom will be in such a grief.
他为主赞助跑到那边去传福音、传道。
Look, my son went to a foreign land to preach for God.
这就是我们的光景。
And what happened to him? That's our natural response.
我们以为我们为主站住。
A lot of time we thought we're doing this for God.
可是却受到这样的一个光景。
But look what happened to us.
虽然我们所谓我们在那里忍耐到底啊。
And even though we say let's persevere.
可是我们还是有点埋怨了。
It's very easy for us to complain.
可是我们这位老兄 Joseph, 他却没有任何的埋怨了。
But our dear Joseph here, he did not even complain.
圣经上又说。
And Bible tells us again.
他做任何事情尽都顺利，因为耶和华常与他同在。
While he was in prison, because the Lord was with him all the time, he succeeded in everything he did.
这是一个非常困难的事情。
And that was something hard to achieve.
当九正的官和这个范石的官，间接的也被关到这个监狱里面的时候。
And later on, he got his cellmates, cupbearer and bakers.
这两位大官呢，一起关在。监狱的时候
And these are two high-ranking officials in the temple.
我们的弟兄还一样的服侍他。
And Joseph as well served minister to these two people.
弟兄姐妹有没有关在监狱的经历啊
？Have you ever had experience being in prison?
全弟兄，我不小心被关到监狱的经历。
I had once.
当我在这个不能点对啊，说了上监狱了，关在监狱的这个三天的当中啊。
And I was in prison for 3 days.
我在当兵的时候
That was when I was serving in the army.
非常的难过啊
It was hard.
度日如年啊
And each moment like forever to me.
但是我的弟兄在那里服侍这些所谓的九正的官还有这个膳食的官
But look at Joseph in the Bible. He was there ministering to even high ranking officials.
圣经上没有讲说他关了多久
Bible didn't tell us how long he was in the prison.
当九正的官和膳食的官他们有做梦的时候
And when these two officials had dreams,
然后约瑟又为他解梦
And Joseph was able to interpret it to them.
约瑟跟这个九正的官说
And he told the cupbearer,
当你好的时候就是当你被释放的时候
Once you're released from the jail,
求你纪念我
Please remember me.
圣经上在创世纪41章里面又说到
And in chapter 41 of Genesis, it says,
又过了两年
2 years later,
但是说老实话真是不知道两年可能要加上一年或者是两年
And we don't know how many years more ahead of these 2 years set here.
在监狱里面他又在里面三年四年吧
And we'll say at least he was in prison 3-4 years.
我们的弟兄依然在那里侍奉
Joseph was still serving others in the jail.
这是一个非常困难的事情。
And that was a tough thing to do.
如果这个时候九正的官说要把这个我们的弟兄释放出来了
If the cupbearer suddenly remembered him and released him from the jail,
我们也知道也不会有所谓埃及的宰相。
And we know he will never become the prime minister later.
好像在这每一个环节里面
Therefore, in each step of the way,
身在神丰富的智慧和知识
We say, oh, the depth of the riches of the knowledge and wisdom of God.
他的判断何其难测。
And how unsearchable is his judgment.
他的踪迹何其难寻。
And his trace is beyond measure.
这里面终究有一点。
And there's one point clear to us.
就是要忍耐到底。
Is that be patient.
我在这两个月当中洗肾的过程里面。
And in the past 2 months when I started dialysis.
刚刚我弟兄问我情况，我现在顺便跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Because somebody was greeting me and inquiring about my condition.
八月五号我第一次做洗肾的动作。
On the 5th of August, that was my first time.
到了如今已经超过两个月。
Now it's more than 2 months.
每一次做洗肾的动作的时候要经过三个多小时到四个小时。
And each time when I go to the clinic, it takes about 3 to 4 hours.
像我这样的一个年龄，我每一天要每一个礼拜要三个小时到四个小时要靠着洗肾的机器来维持我的生命。
And each week, I basically have to live on the machine for three to four hours. And for a young man like me, it is hard to bear.
会觉得急躁。
And I get impatient easily.
会觉得不平。
And I didn't like what happened to me.
弟兄姐妹，不知道有没有这种感觉。
I don't know. Have you ever had a feeling like that?
当你坐在那里的时候。
While you were sitting there by the machine.
你有一个血管从左边出去。
And there was this tool pulled out from your left hand side.
这个血管经过了这个机器以后再回来。
And then it will go through the machine. All your blood will go through the machine and come back to your body again.
然后他坐在那里将近四个小时。
And each time takes about 4 hours to go through the entire process.
你可以摸到那个血管的时候还热乎乎的。
And you can still feel the blood in the tube is still warm.
如果那个血不热的话就是麻烦。
Well, you'll be in trouble if it's cold.
那个血管是热乎乎的，感谢主。
You can feel the warm blood coming out of your body.
可是你坐在那里的时候实在很烦闷。
However, sitting there for 4 hours was something hard to bear.
当眼睛一闭的时候。
And when I closed my eyes.
你什么时候叫做死亡？
When you think about death.
当我问左边、右边的病人的时候。
When I ask the patient to my right hand side.
他们的年纪都比我大。
They are usually much older than I am.
他们已经洗肾了十多年了。
They've been there repeating routine for tens of years.
生命在他们来说没有什么盼望。
To them, life is without hope.
可是在我里面的感觉说。主啊，我还有好多事要做啊。
But to me, I feel, Lord, I have so much to do for you.
主啊，我似乎没有为你赞助什么。
And I haven't really stand up for you too much.
我也没什么福音啊。
I haven't preached the gospel that much yet.
我躺在这里啊。
Here I am.
我受了这个约束。
And I'm confined to this equipment.
这个绑定让我觉得很烦闷呢。
And this is like a bondage, and I'm losing my patience.
哎，有一天。
And one day.
当我看到那个机器的时候
，When I saw the machine again，
它其实是我的 lifesaver。
You can say this is my lifesaver here。
可是你们很容易讲，也很容易点头啊。
And you may say that in your heart。
可是很不容易。
But it's really hard to go through the procedure。
当我们的弟兄在那里经历过许多的忍耐和苦难的时候
，Here you see Joseph has gone through a lot。
他没有像我在那边问为什么。
Instead of being like me, he did not question God why.
他在那里忍受，在那忍耐。
But he endured through it.
我在圣经上整节读来读去。
I read through the entire passage here.
在里面没有讲到盼望。
I don't see any word like hope appear.
也没有讲到信心。
Neither the word faith appear.
我就不明白我们的弟兄怎么那么厉害啊。
So I didn't know how did he make it?
他和你和我是一样的人、啊。
He was just a human being like you and me.
他为什么可以做到我做不到
？But how come he could go through the trials and I can't?
哎呀，我读出来一点。
And then I realized one point.
耶和华常与他同在。
Because the Lord was with him all the time.
哦，这是何等难得的一件事情。
And that's something very unusual.
当主耶和华常与我们同在的时候啊。
Because when the Lord is with us all the time.
里面有盼望。
We then can have the hope.
何等大的信心在我们里
面。And we can have a great faith in our heart.
他17岁那一年被卖的时候。
When he was betrayed and sold by his brothers at the age of 17.
在他幼小的心里面受到创伤。
He was traumatized.
当他为主站住的时候。
But he still stood up for the Lord.
波地的凡的夫人却把他间接的把他送到内监里面。
But again, he was tempted by the wife of Potiphar, and he was sent to jail for not submitting to her temptation.
在他人生里面似乎没有任何的指望。
He could have become a man without hope.
他永远都做下下之人呐。
He always a slave or servant to somebody.
他一直在做奴仆的地位。
He was always a servant.
哎，我今天要讲所谓奴仆的地位。
And as a servant, is something I like to talk about as well.
我们的弟兄一直站在奴仆的地位。
Our dear brother Joseph stood as a slave.
住在卢浮的地位是不容易的。
And that wasn't easy.
当他在内监里面已经服侍到众人的时候。
And while he was in prison, he was able to minister to so many people.
他的地位也崇高了。
And that's the time he was lifted up.
等到这个所谓的九正的官和管饭食的官又关进来的时候
especially when those two high-ranking officials were imprisoned
圣经上说得好
Bible tells us
他又站在卢浮的地位服侍他们
again he served them as a servant
我为什么要交通这一点呢
why do I want to share this point here
因为我关在监狱里的时候
because when I was in jail of the army service
当你在某一段的时间里面
there is a segment of time
你可以升为牢头啊。
You have a chance to become the chief in the prison.
牢头的意思就是说你关得比较长啊。
Because you have more seniority than the other cellmates.
你讲话是老大啊。
So you are regarded the most senior prisoner.
我们在地中关很久了。
And Joseph had been in jail for a long time.
但他依然服侍这两位官呢。
But he still regarded himself as a servant to serve others.
他站在他谦卑卢仆的地位里面。
He was humble as a servant.
在圣经上你说卢仆不能够大于主人。
And Bible tells us a servant can never be higher than the master.
他一直站在那个地位上。
That was the position Joseph took.
站在那个奴仆的地位不是好受的。
And it's not easy to be a servant.
我不知道弟兄有没有站在奴仆的地位。
I don't know, have you ever been standing at the position of a servant?
当主人的眼色一死的时候我就知道他要想什么。
That you focus on the eyes of the master, whatever his expression is, you know what he wants.
这就是奴仆的地位。
And that's what a servant would do.
他一直在忍耐，一直在忍耐。
Joseph persevered through this.
但是他里面却有一个无比大的盼望。
But in his heart, he had this hope.
圣经上一直都没有讲。
It's a hope Bible did not say it clearly.
只等到九正的官出去的时候，他说：“亲，你在好的时候，求你纪念我。”
And when the cupbearer was released, Joseph said, "Please remember me."
过了两年之后，九正官又记得他了。
And 2 years later, this official remembered Joseph.
他在一日之内，从这个关在监狱里牢房的所谓的牢头。变为埃及的宰相。
And within one day of time, he was exalted from as a prisoner to a prime minister.
这是何等的不容易。
And that was something very unusual.
这是何等的困难啊。
And that was something very difficult that happened.
侍奉埃及的王。
Serving the emperor of Egypt.
我们中国人讲了一句话。
And there's this Chinese saying.
伴君如伴虎。
And when you accompany the king, you're like accompanying a tiger.
我记得我有一段时间去伴君如伴虎。
And I had similar experience.
我去我那时候在三和银行上班。
And I was working at Fanhua Bank.
我去这个我们的最大的官呢，叫做他这个银行里面有很多的 title 叫 Senior Executive VP 啊。
And the highest ranking officer in my unit is the SEVP.
他实在是一个日本人。
And he was a Japanese.
你要侍奉他就好像伴君如伴虎。
And working by his side is like working next to a tiger.
不容易的。
It wasn't easy at all.
当我们的弟兄在那里侍奉一切世界上的王的时候。
And when Joseph was serving Pharaoh, the emperor of the greatest country at the time.
他实在在那里谦卑的侍奉。
He humbly served.
他实在也站在奴仆的地位里面。
As a servant.
这个时候他实在可以去回去去找他的爸爸，找他的弟兄们。
He could easily just return home to be with his family.
但他没有这么做。
But he did not do that.
当时机来临的时候。
So when the time comes.
他的父亲，他的弟兄们站在他的面前。
His brothers and his father stood in front of him.
他说：“我就是你们所曾经所卖到以实玛利的弟兄啊，约瑟啊。”
So he was able to reveal to them who he was, the brother being sold by them.
你们过去如何的对我？
How you treat me before?
都过去了。
That's in the past.
因为是神所预备的。
Because it is God's plan.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，他能够讲出这一段话是多么的不容易啊。
Imagine that's something hard to say for someone like Joseph.
我要是站在那个地位啊
，If I were Joseph, then,
我先斩呐、
啊、！I will probably kill you first.
你们这些人这样对我、啊、
，Because look what you did to me before.
我忍无可忍呐、啊、
！Now I have come to the end of my patience.
终于抓到机会了
！Now it's my chance to revenge.
终于有机会来 来表示我现在的身份和地位了。
And I can show you what kind of power I have now.
这就是我们的天然。
That's our nature reaction.
可是我们的弟兄却没有这样做。
But that's not what Joseph did.
他一直在那里忍耐。
Instead, he was patient with him.
在那里等候。
He was waiting before the Lord.
因盼望我们主耶稣所存的忍耐。
And he has endurance because the hope in Jesus Christ.
我们的约瑟就像我们的约瑟就像我们的主耶稣一样。
And our Joseph is very similar to what our Jesus would manifest.
当我们的主耶稣被卖给他自己的人的时候。
When Jesus was betrayed by his own people.
他被挂在木头上。
And he was on the cross.
这些人向他吐唾沫。
People spit on his face.
这些人鞭打他。
People whip him.
这些人都是他所创造的。
And these are people created by him.
这些人都是犹太人呢。
And these are all his own people, Jews.
这就是我们的主啊。
But that is our Lord.
但是我们的主却骂不还口。
And he will be silent.
他在那忍耐。
He endured through it.
忍耐是何等难学的一件事情。
It is a hard lesson.
忍耐不是咬牙切齿在那里忍耐。
It's not endurance through grinding teeth.
也不是所谓外邦人在那边靠着一些的功德在那里忍耐。
Or through what we call the good virtue, we're going through this.
忍耐是因为神的生命在我们的里面。
We can endure because we have the life of Jesus.
因为我们忍耐却有一个无比大的盼望。
We can endure because we have a hope ahead of us.
有一个无比大的信心。
And so we can have faith.
当我躺在病床上在那洗肾的时候。
When I was hospitalized going through a dialysis.
我知道我永远不会躺在那里啊。
I know I won't be like in this condition forever.
这不是我的结局啊。
This should not be my ending.
这不是神所量给我的环境啊。
And this is not what God intended for me to go to do.
神把我放在这里要我思想他的恩是何等大的好。
God has placed me in this condition so that I can meditate upon His great grace.
这就是我们一生所走的路啊。
And that same principle applies every step of the way.
我们的命运不是停在这里而已啊。
Because our fate does not end like that.
我们的命运不是关在监狱里这一段时间而已啊。
Our fate does not stay in the time when we're in jail.
我们当有一天来临时候。
But we know one day will come.
我们都要做那个王子啊。
And that's time we shall all be called his princess.
我们也许不知道要是不是要做埃及的宰相。
And we may not be the prime minister.
但是我们有一天。
But one day.
就如圣经上所说的我们都要管一座城的。
Like what Bible has promised, we shall be ruling.
这是我们的身份和地位。
And that is our future position.
弟兄姐妹，你不是躺在那里，在那里洗肾当一个死人而已啊。
If a brother or sister laying there going through dialysis, not like a dead man waiting to die.
这不是我们的命运。
That's not my fate.
我们的命运是在那里有一个美好的家乡。
My fate is that I have this beautiful home in heaven.
我们是天上的子民啊。
I am a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
当十多年以前我们的加森弟兄他放下职业的时候。
And ten some years ago, when Brother Timothy resigned from his job,
在人认为是觉得是不可思议的。
To a lot of people, that was something impossible that happened.
你觉得可思议吗
？Do you think that's something reasonable that happened to him?
我想这个梁妈妈是绝对不可思议的。
And I think to his parents, they were very amazed at his decision.
如果梁伯伯现在听得到，他更会说不可思议啊。
If his father can hear me now, he would say that is something beyond comprehension.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有这种感觉。
And I don't know, do you have the same reaction?
我们弟兄在十多年以前比我们弟兄姐妹早一点看见。
Because our brother saw earlier than we today.
他今天有一个更大的信心。
So he has this greater faith.
因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
So he can endure through because of the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹我们要起来啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to also rise up.
当云彩在那里停住的时候
，When the cloud remained on top of the tabernacle，
圣经上叫我们不要起行，在那里忍耐到底啊。
Bible tells us that we shall remain where we are and do not set out。
再从另外一个观点里面
，And from another point of view，
我们是要起行的。
Is that we'll always be ready to set out。
当神虽然叫我们不起行
，Even though God says remain where you are，
我们却知马拿活水。
But we know manna and living water.
一切所需要的都在前面。
All the provision is ahead of us.
有什么不可能不在前面的呢
？And everything shall be provided for.
你的工作吗
Should we still be concerned about our job?
你的家庭吗?
Our family?
你的先生,你的太太吗?
Our spouse?
你的儿女吗?
Our children?
这些都不足以让我们停下来。
Do not let all these worries stop us from moving on.
当我们知道马达活水在前面的时候,
Because we know God's provision is ahead.
因为我们里面有信心有盼望。
So we will have the faith and hope.
Abraham, 你就停留在这里吗?
Abraham, are you going to stay where you are?
永远你现在读哪里啊对吗 Cerritos College 你永远去读 Cerritos College 吗
Do you plan to stay in the Cerritos College forever?
你永远是 就是 graduate college 而已吗
You just want to graduate from college?
绝对不可能对不对
That's impossible isn't it?
因为你们有信心是不是
Because you have faith.
因为我们有一个何等大的信心啊
We have a great faith in God.
我们不只是停留在这里。
We will not just stay where we are forever.
神带领我们是往前而去的。
Because God is a forward-moving God.
虽然暂时让我们在这里停留。
Temporarily we may stay at a place.
但是要让我们走更远的路。
In order we may rest enough to move forward later.
前弟兄也不过是停留在那里四个小时而已啊。
Therefore, what happens to me is I only stay in the clinic for 4 hours.
24个小时，简直四个小时，我还有二十个小时啊。
And after those 4 hours, I still have 20 hours for the day.
我还是依然来这里播饼聚会啊
I can still come to
弟兄姐妹就来播饼聚会了你们不应该哦
If I come then you should come too
你依然来参加祷告聚会啊
I also come to the prayer meeting
依然要参加礼拜五的聚会啊
Come to the Bible study meeting on Friday night
虽然前弟兄在那里洗圣啊
Even though I'm a patient
我还是纪念每一个弟兄姐妹啊
I still remember you in my prayer
信心是带我们往前而去的。
Let us move on forward by faith.
虽然我们在这里停留忍耐。
Even though there are moments we stay where we are.
可是我们却有一个把握。
We have the assurance.
神带领我们是有一个无比的盼望。
Because when God leads us onward, He has a hope for us.
我们不仅要做世界上的王子。
We are not just gonna be the prince and princess of this world.
等那天主在号筒吹响的时候。
But when the trumpet is sounded,
我们每一位都要管一座城、啊、
That's the time of his second coming and we shall rule the world with him.
虽然天使不明白我们神的心意
Even though angels do not understand the mind heart of the Lord.
他每一天跟我主面对面
They see our God every day.
但是管城池的重担在我们的肩膀上啊
But the responsibility of ruling the world is upon us in the future.
有什么好啊
And what good are we?
你却能够管神的城啊
That we're even qualified to rule for God.
这就是我们的盼望和我们的信心。
But that is where our faith is about and our hope is about.
因盼望我们主耶稣所成的忍耐。
The endurance through the faith and the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
是给我们有盼望有信心的。
So therefore we are people that have hope and faith.
主耶稣所说的话每一句话都带有力量。
And every word said by the Lord has power in it.
虽然我们现在在这个窘境里面
Even though we may temporarily trap in a certain condition.
但是神还是要带我们往前啊。
But God intends to lead us onward.
我们不仅是只在 Cerritos College 啊。
We don't just stay in the Cerritos City College forever.
也许我们要进 UCLA 啊。
But our next step is go to maybe like UCLA.
对不对
Yes or not?
神所带领我们就是往前积极的。
Because God plans to lead us onward.
这是我们的无比的盼望信心。
And we should have faith.
我们不是傻傻的每一个礼拜坐在这里。
Therefore, we should not just sit here every Sunday morning.
因为神给我们不但是有信心有盼望。
Because God has not only given us His hope and faith.
神还给我们一件事情是我们人心所未曾想象的。
But also this one thing, there's something never gone through our mind.
就交通了。
That's the end of my sharing.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
就是感谢神，前弟兄为我们有这么好的交通。
And we thank God for our brothers sharing.
我们讲到在盼望中的忍耐。
And we want to talk about that patience, the endurance inspired by hope.
就要讲到一点痛苦。
In order to say that, then we have to talk about suffering.
真是很惭愧。
And it's really a shame.
我的这个经历和我的生命真是。我要讲的这个题目差别太远了。
Because my actual capacity spiritually is so much lower than the theme I have to discuss today.
真的，我这个首先我的这个经历没有什么太多的 痛苦，基本上都是比较平顺的。
First of all, I haven't gone through a lot of sufferings in my life yet.
不像我们的前弟兄，他在这个身体上经历了这么大的痛苦。
Not like our brother Joseph here, he had gone through a lot physically.
所以我今天主要就是把这个，我自己从圣经当中所学到的一些体会，所学到的一些经节与大家共勉一下。
Therefore, what I will share with you is what I learned from the Word of God.
可能引用的经节比较多一些。
Maybe I refer to quite a few verses.
我就是有轩轩也是这个节目单上印不下了。
And because there are so many verses that we can't fully print out every one of them.
我就给大家稍微读一点。
So I probably read a few of them to you.
让我们稍微明白一点神的心意。
Hopefully, we can understand the mind of God a little bit more through these.
我们讲到苦难。
When we talk about suffering,
我们要知道这个苦难的原因，还有苦难的意义。
First of all, we always have to know the reason and significance of sufferings.
我们常说人生之途的这个世上啊，都是十有八九是不如意的。
We oftentimes say about 10% and 20% of our time is 80% to 90% of the time life is full of suffering.
就是经常是人有不测风云，天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福嘛。
Just like the unforeseen things that happen to us.
经常还是这个福不双降，祸不单行啊。
And you don't see blessing coming double fold, but a lot of times sufferings do.
那么我们作为神的儿女，我们应该对苦难有一个比世人更稍微清楚一点的认识。
But as a child of God, we should have a more in-depth knowledge about suffering than worldly people.
我们常常有这样的一些问题。
Oftentimes we may ask,
为什么我们神的儿女会比世人有更多的苦难？
Why is that children of God seem to suffer more than the worldly people?
神既然爱我们，为什么好像让这个苦难一再的临到我们每一
人？ If you say God loves us, how come we suffer so much more?
实际上这里的原因我们就知道，首先是因为我们祖先，我们的始祖犯罪堕落以后。
And the first reason is because the fallen of man.
我们世上每一个人。
After the falling of our forefather,
我们选择了顺服撒旦。
The man choose to submit to Satan's temptation.
而不是顺服人。
Not the word of God.
所以撒旦在这个世上就有了他的权势和地位。
Therefore, Satan has authority over us after that.
神在这个约翰福音第十六章三十三节当中说到。
In John 16:33, Bible says,
你们在世上有苦难。
Says that you may have tribulation in this world.
老约翰在这个约翰一书第五章十九节章也说到。
And First John chapter 5 also says,
整个世界就握在这恶者的手下。
The whole world is in the hand of the evil one.
那么他来的目的就是偷窃、杀害与毁坏。
And the evil one has only one purpose toward us, which is to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
所以我们必须清楚。
Therefore, we have to be clear.
苦难的源头只有一个。
The origin of all sufferings is
就是撒旦。
Satan.
那么我们的神在圣经里告诉我们，他是什么样的一个性质呢？
And then how about our God? What kind of nature does he bear?
我们的神对我们怀的意念永远是赐平安的意念。
And in God, there's always a thought of giving blessing.
而不是降灾祸的意念。
Not calamity.
这是他在耶利米书二十九章十一节当中说到。
And that's what's said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
因为我们的神是爱我们的。
Because God loves us.
他在耶利米哀歌的第三章三十二节当中也说到。
In Lamentation 32.
他有诸般的慈爱发怜悯。
That's from God, there are all kinds of mercy and kindness.
他不甘心使人受苦。
He is not happy to see us suffer.
他甚至不甘心使人忧愁。
And he doesn't even want us to have sorrow.
他在以赛亚书里头六十三节第九章说到。
In Isaiah chapter 63.
六十三章第九节说到。
63 verse 9 says,
在我们经受一切苦难之中，他也与我们同受苦难。
He suffered with us when we are going through suffering.
他不仅仅不愿意我们受苦难。
Not only,
在我们受苦难的时候，他也与我们同受苦难。
Therefore we know not only God does not want us to suffer, when we suffer, he's also with us.
甚至他派他的独生子亲自担当我们的忧患。
And to the point, he actually sent his one and only beloved son to bear our griefs.
就是在以赛亚书五十三章第四节和第五节。
As it said in Isaiah 53,
他亲自来，诚然担当了我们的忧患。
Verse 4 says, Surely our griefs he himself bore.
背负我们的苦难。
And our sorrows he carried.
后面他也说到，因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
And by his punishment, we can have peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
And by his scourgings, we can have healing.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
他也顾念我们。
And he cares for us.
他让我们把一切的重担卸给他。
And he wants us to let go of all the burden.
那么苦难对我们有什么意义呢？
So what is the significance of suffering then?
我们可以看看这个约伯的例子。
And look at what happened to Job.
撒旦虽然他在地上像吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找这个游行的人来伤害。
Satan is like a roaring lion walking about on land trying to swallow those who are weak.
但我们的神是坐宝座的神。
But our God is one who sits on the throne.
他掌管一切。
He is in charge of all things.
如果没有神的允许，
Without his permission,
任何苦难不会临到我们神的儿子。
There's no suffering should come upon us.
所以我们遭遇的苦难源头虽然是撒旦，
Therefore, knowing the origin of our suffering is from Satan.
但是都经过了神的许可。
But we have also know that through God's permission, they happen.
经过我们神的美意和他的这个全能的过滤。
And after the filtering of his careful planning and his good purpose,
他真是量了又量。
He measured again and again before he allowed it to happen.
不让任何一个苦难超过我们所能承受。
So each encounterance won't be what we can bear, beyond what we can bear.
像约伯记里第一章第十节。
像 like in Job.
约伯是被神用那看不见的篱笆所保护的。
Job was protected by the invisible fence of God.
所以我们每一个神的儿女都在神的保护之下。
Therefore, every child of God is protected the same way.
是被那看不见的篱笆所保护的。
We are protected by God's invisible fence.
那么直到神许可的时候，
And only until the time that God permits,
仇敌才可能在神许可的范围之内对这个约伯发起各种的攻击和灾害。
Satan then is allowed to attack Job.
那么在神允许这个仇敌攻击之前，
Before God permitted that attack,
神不止对约伯有一个更高更美的要求旨意。
Not only God had this higher and better purpose for Job,
而神也预备了双倍的祝福。
He also has in store for him double
blessing,
enough grace for him to go through.
才把约伯带进这么一个风暴里面。
And all is ready, then he allowed the storm to come upon Job.
在约伯忍耐以后，
And after the perseverance of Job,
最后达到了一个主的结局，就是在这个雅各书第五章十一节说到约伯的忍耐。
And then we have this perfect ending as recorded in Book of James.
那也应验了神在约伯苦难达到最高峰的时候，借这个约撒法说的一句话安慰这个约伯。
And through the words of his friend Josaphat, God spoke.
约伯记第三十六章十五节第十六节。
In Book of Job, chapter 35, verses 15 and 16.
这是神借苦难来为约伯的这个一个目的。
And that is the purpose that God allowed suffering to come upon him.
神说神借苦难救拔困苦的人。
Through suffering, God rescued those who are in suffering.
趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。
Those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction.
神也必引你出离患难。
So he is wooing you from the jaws of distress
进入宽阔不狭窄之地
to a spacious place free from restriction
摆在你席上的必满有肥甘
to the comfort of your table laden with choice food
神为什么让我们经历苦难？
Why did God allow sufferings to come upon us?
神要我们在苦难当中 转向他
Because in sufferings we can turn to God
为把我们从苦难当中救出来。
And he will deliver us out of our stress.
而且开启我们的耳朵，让我们能听见他的话。
And he will open our ears so that we can hear his words.
最后他把我们引到宽阔不狭窄之地。
And also at the end he will lead us to a spacious place free from restriction.
他给我们一个应许之地。
He has promised us this place.
满有肥甘。
And that's full of choice food.
所以我们稍微对这个神有一点这个神对我们每一个人的这个 纯全善良可喜悦的旨意有一点理解的话，
If we have some knowledge or understanding of the good and perfect will God has for us，
我们就可以学习在各样的困苦当中因盼望而忍耐等候，
Then we may have the patience and perseverance to go through the suffering inspired by our hope。
讲到对这个苦难的忍受，坦白的说，对每一个人真的是不一样的。
And to each individual, we may have different level of endurance。
这个忍字就是在心上有一把刀。
And in the Chinese character, patience is like step a knife onto your heart。
对我们来说是很大的痛苦。
And that means you will suffer when you patiently wait。
好像也很无奈。
It's like you are without choice。
也很被动。
And it's a passive reaction from our side.
三国当中有一个人物叫关羽。
And there was this famous historic character. His last name is Guan.
他中箭的时候，要被开刀。
One time he was shot by an arrow, and they tried to operate upon him to take it out.
那么神医华佗给他开刀的时候没有麻药了。
And the famous medical doctor at that time did not have the thing to numb his surrounding area.
那就直接的这样子把他这个整个的肉要挖下来。
So they had to operate without anesthesia.
发现这个箭呢是毒箭。
And that was a poison arrow, by the way.
所以他的骨头已经变黑了。
Therefore, his bones also have turned to dark.
要用刀来刮这个骨头。
So he has to scrape some partial bones out with a knife.
这种肉体上的苦难对一般人来讲真是难以忍受的。
And that will be something very hard to bear physically.
所以这样的一件事就被流传了几千年。
And because of his courage and his manifestation,
但是我们人的忍耐
generations,
真是很有限。
However, it's still within the confinement of human body.
我们到了一个限度，不是身体的崩溃，就是精神的崩溃。
We'll come to the edge of collapsing easily.
那么我们作为神的儿女，神把我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救出来。
As the child of God who's been delivered from our iniquities by God,
我们就得到了一个神的应许。
We have a promise from Him at the same time.
罗马书第八章二十四节到二十五节。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25.
我们得救是在乎盼望。
We're saved through hope.
只是所见的盼望不是盼望。
If our hope is not real,
他还盼望他所见的吗？
Then why would we hope the things that we are hoping to see?
但我们若盼望那所不见的，
But if our hope is on the thing that's invisible,
我们就必忍耐等候。
Then we're able to persevere through it.
真的，我们所盼望的是我们现在今世是不能看见的。
Therefore, we all know things that we have hope for is not something visible in this time.
也就是说，我们肉眼不能看见所谓的荣耀。
It is the glory of God which is invisible to our physical eyes.
但是我们在神开启的时候，神能让我们看到他的荣耀。
But when God opens our inner eyes, we're able to see His glory from within.
这就是罗马书第五章第二节。
What's in Romans 5, chapter 2? Chapter 5, verse 2.
我们欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
That with great joy and we are exalted in and waiting for the glory of God.
我们就在患难当中也欢欢喜喜。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance proven character.
老练生盼望。
And proven character hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And this hope will not bring shame to us.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
For the Holy Spirit from God has poured in our heart His great love.
我们之所以能够在困苦苦难当中欢欢喜喜的盼望。
And the only reason why we can rejoice with hope in tribulation.
是因为神的爱。
It's because of the love of God.
是因为我们有永生的盼望。
And because we have the hope of eternal life of God.
那么神还给我们一个非常好的榜样。
And God has also given to us a great example.
就是我们的主耶稣。
That's our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣一生都是忍辱负重。
And Jesus has bore all the burdens his life.
被那些犹太人唾弃。
And he was despised by Jews.
遭人辱骂。
And he was insulted by them.
那最后呢，他被送上了十字架。
At the end, he was hung on the cross for our sake.
我们看那个电影。
We saw the moving passion of Christ.
就从一个很视觉的这个角度看到我们主耶稣所受的痛苦。
And we can see vividly the suffering Jesus went through for us.
这还只是在他身体当中所受的痛苦。
And what we saw was physical suffering.
他从被抓，被罗马兵丁毒打。
From the point he was arrested and later on bitterly whipped by soldiers.
被戴上荆棘冠冠冕。
And they put this crown of thorn upon his skull.
背着十字架，一步一步的走上哥哥他。
Carry the wooden cross, step by step, he moved toward the mount.
最后用铁钉钉入他的手，他的脚。
And the end, they nailed his hand, his palm and feet.
还被举起来。
And he was lifted up upon the tree.
这种巨大的身体上的苦难，我们真的人真是无法承受。
It is something that is hard for a human body to bear, even physically.
更何况在精神上。
Not to mention spiritually.
他背负我们所有世人的重担。
He had to bear the iniquities of the entire world.
所有的罪都加在他身上。
And all the sins was upon him.
最亲爱的神把他离弃。
And his dearest God had to forsake him because of that.
这样大的痛苦我们真的想都没办法想象。
And that will be a suffering that we can't even imagine.
但是我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督，他在客西马尼园已经知道了这样的苦难。
But our Jesus even know what's coming to him.
他汗滴如血的在祷告。
His sweat drops like big blood dropping onto the ground.
他甚至到一种不能承受的程度，他说，父啊，如果允许，你可以把这个杯挪去。
And to a point, he couldn't bear anymore. He said, Father God, if it is your will, please remove this cup.
但是我们主最后为着神的旨意。
But he still was very mindful about what God wants to do.
他义无反顾地上十架。
So without hesitation, he went forward and to be crucified.
在希伯来书第十二章第二节就说到了。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us.
我们的神是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
And our God is the God who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
Because of the joy that's laid ahead of him, he was able to despise shame.
忍受了十字架的苦难。
And endure the cross.
便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore now he's sitting down at the right hand of the Father God.
虽然就是这么短短的一句话。
Even though it was such a short verse.
这个苦难，这个忍受是那样的，是那样的难挨。
And the level of and the significance of the suffering he went through was really great.
但是他能看见前面摆的喜乐。
But because Jesus saw the joy ahead of him.
他看到荣耀的教会。
He saw the glorious church he's going to give birth to.
他看到我们这么多得救的人。
He saw the children who will be saved.
他就能轻看这些羞辱。
He was able to despise the shame.
最后坐在神宝座的右边。
And now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God.
为我们代求。
And he still intercedes for us.
只等到我们的教会长成他那样的身量。
Until the church is mature to his measurement.
率领众子一同进荣耀。
That will be the time he will lead many sons into his glory.
另一个例子就是我们的亲爱的保罗弟兄。
And another example is Brother Paul in the Bible.
保罗受的逼迫，受的苦难。
We all know he suffered much for the Lord.
他在哥林多后书这个第十一章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节二十七节。
Verse 23 to 27.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
他就说他受的苦难。是多受苦难。
He said, I suffer much.
多下监牢。
And I was in prison many times.
受鞭打是过重的。
And I was whipped many times.
冒死也是屡次都有的。
And I was at the verge of death many times.
后面他列举了很多他受的这些苦难。
And then he lists out what he had encountered.
那这些苦难还都是肉体上的苦难。
And all he listed here are physical sufferings.
又饥饿又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷。赤身露体，这还都是外面的事。
And he talked about how he suffered labor and toil and have often gone without sleep and known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food and cold and naked.
他还为我们这些教会挂心。
Other than the physical suffering, he also worried so much for all the churches.
这精神上的压力也天天的压着他。
And that's mental pressure upon him.
但是遭遇了这么多的苦难，保罗因看着神的荣耀。
Yet, even though he suffered much, he saw the glory of God.
那么就是在这前面哥林多后书的第四章。
Therefore, in Second Corinthians chapter 4,
第十七节和十八节。
In verse 17 and 18, he said,
他把这些所受的苦难。
He regarded all the sufferings he had
看作至暂至轻的
as light and momentary.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚
He said, for these light and momentary troubles
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
所以我们不是顾念所见的
Therefore, we should fix our eyes not on what is seen
乃是顾念所不见的
but on what is unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的
For what we can see is temporary
所不见的是永久的
But what is unseen is eternal
所以保罗因着这样的看见
And because of what he saw
他能够忍耐
He was able to persevere
极力向标杆直跑
And march toward the goal
那么最后他是为主寻道
And he was a martyr for the Lord at the end
他也在最后自己的总结当中说到他的一道守住了
In his last letter to the church, he said, I have kept my faith.
当跑的路他也跑尽了。
And I've run my race.
所以他可以得到神所赐他的冠冕。
Now I'm waiting to receive the crown that God has in store for me.
那么我们因着信得到主的开启。
Therefore, by faith, our eyes are open.
因而看见神的丰富。
And see the riches and glory of God.
神的圣洁和神的荣耀。
See his glory and his holiness.
所以神为我们预备全备的救恩。
We know this full salvation God has prepared for us.
我们因着有这一点点看见，所以有了盼望。
Because we saw that, so we now can have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着这样的盼望，我们才能有忍耐。
And then we can have perseverance.
所以我们这样的忍耐是一个积极的。
Therefore, we know the kind of perseverance we have is very active.
我们能够主动的在患难当中，让主在我们的生活当中活出。基督的爱
And we're able to manifest the love of Jesus Christ even in time of suffering.
所以我们这个所谓的信望爱这三者是相辅相成的。
Therefore, we say our hope, our faith and love actually work together very well.
我们最终就是因着我们得救我们归在耶稣基督里。
We know at the end we shall all bring everything to Christ.
也是在这个保罗的书信里头，哥罗西书一章四节五节。
Also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 4 and 5.
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的爱信心。
He said, I heard upon the faith you have in Christ Jesus.
并向众圣徒的爱心。
And the love you have toward all saints.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。
It's because the hope in store in heaven for you.
这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
And this very hope is what you heard from the gospel I preached to you.
所以他这里提到了第一，在耶稣基督里的信心。
So here in the letter to this church, he said first, the faith you have in Jesus Christ.
并向众圣徒的爱心。
And then the love you have to other Christians.
我们在我们身上存着天上的盼望
And there's a hope of heaven in you
这信望爱
Therefore faith, love and hope
那么第二章第二节要叫他们的心得着安慰
And again in chapter 2 verse 2 he says In order to comfort our hearts
因爱心互相联络
And we unite each other with love
以致丰丰富富的在悟性当中有充足的信心
So that we can have full knowledge in faith
使他们在真知神的奥秘就是基督
And the true knowledge knowing that the mystery of God is Christ
这里就说到我们的信心是向着神的
And here it tells us that we shall have faith toward God
我们的盼望是为着我们自己的
And our hope is for ourselves one day
我们的爱心是向着我们的家人我们的弟兄姊妹和我们周遭的人的
And our love should be for people around us maybe our family members, co-workers, neighbors, friends
我们很熟悉的一节圣经就是哥林多前书第十三章第四节
And we all know this very well 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4
他说到爱是恒久忍耐
It talks about love is patient
就是把我们的爱跟忍耐联系在一起
Therefore love is connected to patient
又有恩慈
And full of kindness
那么在第七节当中他就说凡事包容
And when it comes to the end of this in verse 7 says
凡事相信
always hope
凡事盼望
always trust
凡事忍耐
and always perseveres
所以我们的爱心里我们有盼望 有忍耐。
Therefore, in love, we can have hope and patience.
也都是因着我们的信心。
It's all because our faith in the Lord.
那么后面第十三节。
In chapter 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
In verse 13, it says, Now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love.
这三样最大的是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
我们要在信心当中长存忍耐。
Therefore, in our faith, we should always have patience.
我们要行出神的信心。
And we need to live out the faith we have toward God.
就是神的爱。
Which to show his love.
今天早上我们弟兄选的这首诗歌真是好。
And I really like the hymn we sang earlier.
弟兄牵着弟兄的手。
The brother claps the hand of another brother.
一步一步的向前行。
Step by step toward the mark.
我们再来把这首诗唱一遍。
Let's sing the song one more time, 272.
姊妹，我们起个头。